Before the locker room wrap-up continues from the Jack Stevens Center in Little Rock, Arkansas, Little Rock rallies the final 9 minutes to beat Georgia Southern 78-66 in the opening game of Sun Belt Conference play. We continue this Arkansas State swing New Year's Day on Saturday, 5 o'clock Eastern, the tip-off in Jonesboro against a 9-3 Arkansas State team. But our Ford locker room wrap-up continues with head coach Brian Berg. You guys were up by 10, 60-50 at the 9-16 mark, and then this game just seemed to completely turn. Could you identify where and how the game seemed to turn?
Well, I mean, you look at 25 Marriage, he completely dominated the second half. But we had no resistance, gave up 51 in the second half. That's not our identity. You know, it's unacceptable in the second half. Give credit to Little Rock because of the way that Marriage played. They played off him, went high-low. They also kicked it out the backside. And C.J. White made some big shots. You know, he made some really big shots in the second half.
And despite only having eight guys tonight, we talked about that earlier in the Cutwater Spirits countdown to tip off. You were able to space out the minutes knowing that you were going to have another game on Saturday. Elijah ends up playing 32 minutes. He scores 15 points. I want to focus on Prince Toyambi. He plays 26 minutes off the bench, and he gave you some really solid PT for PT. 17 points is a career high. He also grabs eight rebounds. He goes 8 of 10 from the field.
Yeah, Prince had some quality moments in that game. Collectively, our group, you're playing in the Sun Belt. If you don't get stops and you give up 51, you have a tough time winning ball games. So put that on me. Come back after Christmas. We have a quick turnaround going to Arkansas State. We've got to figure some things out defensively.
With having eight guys at the most, how do you have to craft a game plan with that in mind?
Well, I mean, you're coming back, and I'm not making excuses. The COVID's happening. It's not happening just with Georgia Southern basketball. It's happening across the country. So there's no excuses in regards to COVID or injuries. Next man up. There's eight guys on our team that were active tonight. We've got to find a way to win and dig down. Stick to who we are, which is our identity, is on the defensive end. And we had no resistance. None whatsoever in the second half.
This is the first time that a team coached by you here will deal with a Thursday-Saturday conference weekend. This is what we've become accustomed to. But with the day in between to get ready for Arkansas State, how will this team build in its preparation with travel in mind?
That's who we are. I mean, we did a lot of the preparation last year during COVID whenever you had to go back-to-back days.
Sure.
You get an extra 24 hours where you have the ability to put in your game plan, multiple sessions video-wise, walk through, and then you get on the court in Jonesboro. Nothing changes in regards to routine, so we'll get right back to the drawing board and figure some things out. I also realize that this is an 18-round fight. That was the first round of 18. We just got to get better. Season is a marathon.
Coach, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you on Saturday. Head coach Brian Burke from Little Rock, Arkansas, will close things out in just a moment. Georgia Southern falls to the Trojans to open league play 78-66. This is Eagle Basketball, powered by Learfield.